Welcome to the Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church.
Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're talking about the Kingdom of God. We're talking about and asking questions about our understanding of the gospel of the kingdom. At the beginning of the movie Moses, we see Cecil B. DeMille's asking the question, are men the property of the state, or are they free souls under God? The same battle continues throughout the world today. We talked before about the bondage in Egypt, the entanglements with the world that we see in reference. And in these brief meetings where we talk about these things, we're trying to show you that the bondage of Egypt was involved in government. Cain started the first city-state, not Abel, not Seth. It was Nimrod who began the big kingdom that was trying to supplant God, usurp God. Abraham was leaving Ur and Haran because they deemed it proper in order to follow the ways of God. Moses gave us the Ten Commandments and said, these are the laws. They don't include, thou shalt not kill or you'll get 20 years to life. It just says, thou shalt not kill. People sometimes think eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is some kind of vengeful lawmaking. That, my friends, is ceiling limits. You can only take an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and a garage for a garage and a house for a house. You cannot take more. It is the natural tendency of the vengeful man who takes the law in his own hands and is not enforcing the law for the protection of others, but for vengeance sake, to take more, to exact more from his neighbor than what his neighbor really owes. And you end up with feuds and fighting and wars and destruction. But the ways of God are ways of the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Mercy includes forgiveness. The law is there for your protection, not to give men power to control you. You need to have the heart of Christ to make the law work. All the law hinged on two things, love God and love thy neighbor as thyself. That means you would have mercy for your neighbor the same as you would want mercy for yourself. You would be a forgiving individual, but you would also be a responsible individual for those who want to steal and rob and rape and murder your neighbor. You will come to their aid. Hue and cry is gone from the land. People are murdered in the streets and nobody does anything. People are robbed in the courts and nobody goes down there to defend them. They're too busy saying they love Jesus, but not doing what Jesus said. Jesus said we were to attend to the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. The first thing we must learn to do is to love our neighbor as God loves us, as we love ourselves. If we will not be ruled by God, then we will be ruled by tyrants. If we will not be ruled by His Spirit in our heart, it was William Penn who had said that. At the founding of America, back when the church took care of all the social welfare of the people. Now it doesn't do that. It's in the ear-tickling business. It wants to make you feel safe, feel good, feel loved, while you are workers of iniquity. While the Bible tells us, as many as I love, I also rebuke. The people institute government, and the nature of that government shows us the nature that dwells in their hearts. If that government is a tyrant, it's because tyranny lives in the hearts of the people. The power to create government is the power to consent. What shall you consent to? Covetousness? Cruelty? Unforgiveness? To return to the ways of God, we must do obeisance to God. It says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. We create graven images, images made by our own hands, when we write up explanations of God's kingdom that just are not so. When we give men power to be gods over us. When we return to the bondage of Egypt, Exodus 20:2-3. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That's what Egypt means. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, no other ruling judges before me. How do they become your ruling judges? Because you covet your neighbor's goods. Because you have a little bit of tyranny in your own heart. Because you want to lurk privately to make gain, to be protected at the expense of your neighbor's freedom of choice. Exodus 25 says, Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children. Is not the net spread before the bird? Yet we are captured in the very net of our own making. But we take the name of the Lord in vain when we say we believe in Jesus and do not do what he said. If you really believed in Jesus, you would do what he said. That's how you know if your faith is real. You're not to be making covenants with these gods, many, that Paul talks about. But we do. We are to honor our father and our mother. We are to call no man father upon the earth. But we don't understand what this means. Read our article on call no man father. Read it in the books. We explain it. What a patrimonial right is. The right of the emperors to charge a tribute. Tribute tax is an excise tax. In its origin, it is the patrimonial right of emperors and kings. They obtain that right because we consent, because we apply for their benefits. And we become snared under their authority. And it is a real authority. I am not preaching that you disobey the authority of men that you have put over you. I'm saying return to the ways of Christ. Same thing Christ said. Repent. Turn around. Start taking care of one another. We used to do that in the church. We do it no longer. Oh, we do a little token charity. But 90% of the provision for the elderly and the needy in our society and our churches is done by governments that exercise authority. In Egypt, they no longer could get those benefits. In Rome, Christians did not apply for the free bread of Rome. They rightly divided the bread from house to house in a system of charity that bound congregations and families and congregations of congregations all across the Roman Empire. And their union and discipline was frightening to the emperors. And people were jealous of their success as a society because their own society was falling under runaway inflation and tyrannical governments. And that's the way you will go if you desire to be a tyrant to your neighbor. If you want to force your neighbor to give to you, yeah, you say, I've paid into the system. I want to receive now. But the systems are all bankrupt. Every single country, their social welfare systems are bankrupt. I believe there are no exceptions left. They are bankrupt. That's why children are born $40,000, $50,000, $150,000 in debt. Because these systems are bankrupt. Oh, they work now to some degree, although you're seeing the evidence of them crumbling before you. They saw the same thing in Judea and they rioted because of that. But Christ came and said, give to Caesar what is Caesar, but give to God what is God's, which means you have to start loving one another, taking care of one another through faith, hope, and charity. In grassroots congregations linked together, we believe in home church, families getting together and knowing one another. We're spread out now all across the country, but there are thousands, millions of people in America who will come to the aid of one another. We are not binding people in our congregations. They bind themselves by love for one another. They do for their neighbor, and the natural course is to start caring for those who did for you and work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Kingdom of God was the dominion of the individual where the power of the state rested in God's sacred institution, the family. But that's only true where families take back their responsibility, not only for themselves, but for their neighbor. But do so in the perfect law of liberty. by loving one another. In Ezekiel 11 we see, "These are the men that devise mischief, which say it is not near. Let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we be the flesh." And what happens is that we begin to devour one another. Our greed, our avarice, begins to devour one another. In Isaiah 33 we see, "For the Lord is our judge, and the Lord is our lawgiver, and the Lord is our king. He will save us." But that is not so today. We make other men lawgivers because we are slothful in the ways of God. In Genesis 10:9 we see, "He was a mighty hunter before the Lord." They're talking about Nimrod. And the word there, hunter, is actually more often translated provider. Provisions. He is a mighty provider instead of the Lord. But he is a benefactor who exercises authority one over the other. And Jesus said, it was not to be that way with us. Repent, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be given unto you. Read our pamphlet online, our articles online, The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand. Read the books, they're all downloadable for free online. Share them with your neighbors. Start realizing that you need to start becoming the kingdom of God, the servants of God, by serving one another, caring for one another. Start organizing yourselves from the ground up, from the grassroots. You are the roots of the kingdom. Root your ways in the ways of Christ, not the rudiments of the world. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, the constitutional orders and systems of government, that word is also translated elements of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Because you are not just in the world, you've been of the world. Repent. Start taking care of one another. Gather with us at His Holy Church, which is not a place, it's a way. And until then, may peace be upon your house and may God be with you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.